Crystal Business College.
And then what year did you get married?
1918. Then my husband opened a grocery meat market.
Where is this? In Fresno?
In Selma, California. And later on, we opened a dry goods store next to the business.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of dry goods? All kinds of Chinese dry goods?
Our Chinese curios, art, and by American dry goods store. It's a small town, really, a small country town.
Mm-hmm.
Selma wasn't too large a place.
And how long did you have both of these businesses?
Oh, until the Depression came in the 30s. I guess it was 36, I suppose. When the Depression came, we carried a very heavy credit business. We lost everything we got, but we paid every bill we owed. People owe us a lot of money that they couldn't pay us. We paid everybody. We paid the pledges that we pledged to the church that were to be built in Selma. We paid them. And we sold the business. Whatever we had left was just disposal.
So you think this was around 1936
yes,
that
yes.
you sold the businesses?
Yes, that's right.
And then what happened after you sold the businesses?
Then we moved away so that the children get a Chinese education.
And where did you move to?
We moved to Seattle, Washington.
Why did you move there for your children to have a Chinese education?
Because there wasn't any in Selma. The reason we go to because he had relatives up there that had business, and he thought that after losing all that money, that it would be good to start everything anew somewhere else. So that's why we went there.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a nephew up there.
Mm-hmm. And so what did you and your husband do in Seattle?
We opened, after we got settled for a while, we opened the wholesale tea company, known as Chow Tea Company.
Chow Tea Company.
Then,
okay, and who would you sell to others?
My husband was a good detail man. And I do not like detail work, so I like people, and I went out and I did all the distributing the business, distributing the product. See, I sold all the largest department store, gourmet department, and all the gourmet shops. And big grocery department, and I distributed the merchandise that way. It was beautifully packed. I was so proud to display my product.
The tea.
Huh?
The tea.
The tea, not just packages of tea that were all dressed up so beautiful with tassels and ivory fore.
Mm-hmm.
And a Chinese emblem on it, and it would be packed in cups and saucer and teapot and lacquer boxes and brocaded boxes and beautiful plates. They were all gift packages, no, not everyday package.
Mm-hmm.
We also have everyday package, but the gift package that was sold. One item I remember was packed in a little chest of many kind of things. There would be candy gingers and kumquats and fancy tea, lemon tea, lychee tea, jasmine tea, chamomile tea, all kinds of fancy tea.
Mm-hmm. So your husband's job is to handle all
the details
for the company.
And supervise all the packing. We hired many women to pack the merchandise.
Mm-hmm. And your job was
to distribute. I travel. Later on, when I sold Seattle, I knew that the product was going over there. Then I traveled from coast to coast, from north to south, all over the United States. My product was distributed in the largest department store in every major city.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, the money came in to educate my children.
So your children did go to Chinese school in Seattle?
Oh, yes. But only the two oldest remember the Chinese writing and can write a simple letter. And
Did they all go to Chinese school?
Mm-hmm. No, just the first three.
Just the first three.
Those other were too small.
How many years did they go to Chinese school?
Not very many years, but because we were only up there maybe 10 years, we moved back to Los Angeles because the war came and importation was stopped. And I had to stop them, you see? I had to stop selling tea because there was no product coming in from China.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved back to Los Angeles. Moved back to California. I located in Los Angeles.
What was your, any particular reasons for coming to L.A.?
Well, there's no importation and no exportation and there's no tea coming in. And I said, well, all my family were here, and I got homesick. All my family were here.
In L.A.?
In Fresno. And yeah, I have some in L.A. too. See? I said, this is my birthplace.
Right. Well, you were saying that from Seattle, you moved to L.A.
Mm-hmm. Moved back to L.A.
Okay, not, yeah, okay.
Move to L.A.
Right. I was wondering whether there's any particular reason why you chose L.A.
Choose L.A. because it's the largest city. It's a larger city than Fresno,
mm-hmm.
And the climate is better.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed here.
Mm-hmm. So what did you and your husband do in L.A.?
All right. We still have two large barrel of ginger, preserved ginger, and a certain amount of tea. We ship them all down here, and I continue the tea business in a small way. See?
What small way?
Well, in a small way because I couldn't pack in all those beautiful things like I did because I couldn't get the merchandise from China.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought of a way. The ginger was very, very difficult to get at that time. So Bullocks Wilshire and Bullocks were rushing me and wanted the ginger. Mrs. Chow, we want ginger. Can you give it to us? We want so much, a big quantity. I said, the best thing we can do, so I thought of an idea. So I took the big California dates here, and I pitted them, and it was with one piece of the ginger I was cut in slivers. I put the sliver of ginger in it, and then cellophane it, and pack it in beautiful boxes. And I sold them, I was in business for quite a long time, packaging that, shipping that out.
Mm-hmm. What did your husband do?
That's what he did.
He did.
He supervised the packing. That's his business, and shipping it, and see that they are delivered to the department store. My only job is to go out and sell and distribute. That's all.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. So how long did that last?
Oh, that's quite a long time. Until then he got ill because he had an enlargement of the heart. Then I sold my business.
And what year was this?
I've forgotten all the many years now. Anyway, in 1950-something, maybe 56, 57, somewhere, I sold my business in the 50s. I sold it. And then he retired. And the insurance company came after me when I came down here in my 40s. 41 when I came down. 1941 I came down. And Occidental Life came and wanted me to sell for them. And I said, well, on one condition, I said, my children are small yet. I said, on one condition, I said, if only that I don't have to make a quota, I'll sell whatever I can. So I make the $1 million round table in no time for them. And so my first million was Occidental. Became a million, the first woman become member of the $1 million round table, the first woman ever qualified.
In what year is that?
48 I qualified. I sold it in 47, but 48 I qualified.
At that time, were there other Chinese in the insurance selling business?
Yes. There were. But very few women.
Very few women. About how many Chinese would there be in Occidental?
I don't know.
Selling?
I don't keep track of them.
Just a handful of Chinese?
Yeah.
Or
a handful of Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
But none have made the $1 million round table. Then later on, I kept on selling. Then 3 year in succession, without stopping, selling $1 million, I became the first woman, the first Chinese who ever qualified for me. I was the first Chinese, not only woman, the first Chinese in a person in the United States who qualified $1 million round table. There were a few who qualified in Honolulu, but at that time Honolulu did not, it's a country by itself, not United States, you see. So now, when I sold 3 million in 3 different years in succession, I became the first person who qualified life membership of the $1 million round table. And you have a gold emblem on your card saying, life member of the $1 million round table. I'm very proud of that emblem on my my charm bracelet, see, and on my
When did you get that? First time you got that?
That was over 3 years in succession.
What year was that?
I'll tell you right here.
Okay, Mrs. Chow, so why don't you just repeat again when you got your lifelong membership in the round table?
In March 1954, I qualified for life membership for the $1 million round table. That means I have sold 3 year and $1 million a year in succession.
Okay.
And they gave me a large trophy inscribed my name, the year I qualify, and presented to me.
Okay. So what years did you work for Occidental?
In 1941 I signed up with Occidental when I came down from the north.
And how long did you stay at Occidental?
I still brokered some business with them.
Okay. Then when did Franklin come into the picture? Franklin Life Insurance.
Oh, I over 30 years ago. See, I can tell you, it's all in here.
End of tape one, side A. Tape 1, side A. This is the end of Grace Child's tape 1, side B.